Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for October 25th in the year of our Lord, 2016. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Tell the tale of liberty everywhere we go. Man, I'll tell you what. There's this black lady. Her name is Rennell Donald. And man, she rocked it, Kurt. Rennell Donald absolutely got it done. She was on Fox Business. She's a black lady. And see, their narrative is that black people don't like Trump. Trump's evil, he hates blacks, he's a racist, and all this lie. And that's not the way black people see it, Kurt. As you know, we had on Friday and Monday two black women that are unequivocally, unapologetically for Trump. And I bring that up because it's important to understand. I don't bring on black people just to bring on black people like, oh, I'm not a racist, I got this black person on, they're my friends. No, I bring on principled people who stand with us for liberty. And I stand for the truth to reject the mainstream government and mainstream press lie. Now, listen to this lady. She's on Fox Business, Kurt. And she absolutely nails it. Listen carefully.
Rennell, you see what's happening there. I mean, the police officers out there, by the way, there have been numerous studies from academics and universities, including Harvard, say there is no systemic racism in our law enforcement. Grand jury after grand jury has said that there is no systemic implicit bias. However, there's been six major race riots under President Obama. What do you think would happen if Hillary Clinton got elected?
Oh, I think it's just going to get worse under Hillary Clinton. The president has been in office 8 years. What did you do about the systematic racism that you're talking about? Hillary's been there with you for the 8 years. What did she do? We do know that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton were happy with the 1994 violent crime bill, which was mass incarceration of African Americans.
Sorry. Sure. Do you think that there's implicit racism or implicit bias or systemic racism in our law enforcement? Do you think that?
I would say that I don't think that it's the majority of police officers. No, I think that most police officers go to work. They go to protect us. They want to do their jobs. You got bad apples in every single profession. I don't care what work you do. You look at all these 65 journalists, NBC, ABC, MSNBC, CNN, that have been schmoozing and having dinners and lunches with Hillary Clinton and then getting on television bashing Donald Trump, plotting against the American people. But I'm not going to say that all journalists are bad. What I will say to the president and to Hillary Clinton is this. You guys had 8 years to try to help with this problem. You took $113 billion. You gave it to illegal aliens. You're spending $65,000 per refugee, 10,000 of them in the country. Why didn't you take that money, those billions, and put that into this systematic racism that you're talking about? So what I'm saying to them is, look, you have had your time. You failed the American people. You failed the inner cities. You failed the poor. You failed the middle class. And we don't want any more Emmy-winning performances about what you're going to do. We want Donald Trump in office, a doer, a builder, a person who is not a part of the corruption. He's not a part of the problem. And I want to serve notice. We've been listening to WikiLeaks. They're saying that the president has been chosen by U.S. Corp since 1933. Okay. We're not having it. We are going to choose our president on November 8th. Black people, white people, Hispanics, Arabs, all of us around the world, all this nation, right, are going to choose our president, the president for the people, and that's Donald J. Trump.
Rennell, I hope.
All right, there you have it, Kurt. Now, some would say that she was admitting that there's this race problem in America. I don't think so. She clearly said, you know, I don't think it's most police officers. No, I don't. But there are bad apples there. I agree with that. And I think that what you've really got is, again, what did Barack Obama do over the last 8 years? What has Hillary Clinton done over the last 8 years? They've literally race baited and made the problem worse. So I don't think that this lady agrees that there's this systemic racism. She's just saying if they're going to complain, that's the problem. What have they done to resolve it? And what I like about her answer, Curtis, she doesn't say there's systemic racism at all. Now, she rejects it. She says, no, I don't believe for the most part that's the case. However, she wisely doesn't get stuck on that, because what would happen is the Fox News host would argue with her and say, but what about this? But what about that? You know, and but she wisely said, you know what? Look, let's talk about what Clinton and Barack have done. The answer is nothing. And now it's time everybody, all Americans, people around the world, realize that we've got to have a change. And that change is Donald J. Trump, she says. I think it was a pretty good interview. Now, some would say, well, she kind of admitted there was systemic racism. I don't think so. I think she was just smart enough not to take the bait. Now, you say, well, the Fox News host, Sam, was saying there was no systemic racism. Yeah, but what they do is they start out with a point like that, get you to agree, and then they start playing devil's advocate in about 2 seconds. But she didn't take the bait. She clearly said, hey, what has Barack done? What has Hillary done? The answer is nothing to fix this problem. In fact, they've made it worse. I found that interesting, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, this lady, she couldn't go after her and really be mean to her because, you know, she is a black woman. You know, I mean, she's got those extra special parts to her, you know, in today's world. Whereas, you know, if the white man, she could have got rid of him no time. You know what I mean?
Unless it was me. Then that
well,
poor lady
you
wouldn't have
got
known
that
what to
special
do.
Part about you, Sam. I mean, you're one of those special individuals because they say, hey, you know, you got that blindness going on for you.
Yeah, but they ignore and, that. They just call me a racist anyway.
Well, that's true. But these a lot of these guys, they just don't know that. And, you know, if they get the old blind man taken advantage by, you know, New York Times or something, just imagine that kind of headline for them. You know, they wouldn't.
Well, we'll have to work on a headline like that, won't we?
That's right. You got to use your weapons in your arsenal, you know what I mean?
Well, all I can tell you is we're using our weapons. We've forced a gazillion of them to retract and correct already. The latest one was a joke. I mean, Salon got beat up, Kurt.
Uh-huh.
All right, I guess there's a big old Trump rally in Sanford, Kurt.
Well, that's right. You know, Sanford is where it's happening today. I guess it's a pretty good size one. And basically, you know, it was interesting. This is in Florida, by the way. Eric Sandoval is the reporter there. And, you know, that's going on at 3 o'clock Eastern today. But people started showing up more than 12 hours ahead of time.
Why would they do that?
I mean
Trump's already lost.
There's supposed to be no excitement for him, right?
Oh, yeah.
They show up 12 hours before the rally, and some of them sleeping in their cars in the parking lot. Now, the normal media will probably say something like, well, it just shows you how the homeless are the only guys that support Trump.
Yeah.
But anyway, they were hoping to get a good spot to see Trump later in the day. I just found it interesting when you compare it with the report out of Florida where the vice presidential guy, Kane, he's raising Kane there, but, you know, he got about 30 people showing up to
him. He's not raising Kane, Kurt. Tim's already gone. He only had 30 people and left already.
I mean, you know, all I'm saying is he's a Kane, you know. You know, the bottom line is when you see those kinds of reports and, you know, you investigate them deeply, then you got to go, well, how in the world could anybody figure that this race is just a, you know, tied up deal, you know?
Well, if you're on the line.
I think they like to do that just to make it look more like a horse race, too. And then it would be a lot more of a horse race if every time those people go in to vote, their vote gets switched over, like we're seeing those reports out of Florida, out of Texas right now from the InfoWars boys saying that, hey, people go in and show and they vote, and then their vote gets switched over to Hillary. You know, that's kind of the great thing about computer
voting. It's easier to win that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
And of course, there's no shenanigans with the votes. You know, I mean, it's all up and up.
Well, right? Sure, there are shenanigans, Kurt, but, I mean, you got to accept that, you know?
Yeah, they'll just work themselves out.
Now, there's two stories I want to get to in the next segment. Both have to do with vote fraud, Kurt. You gave me one from Pennsylvania. We'll talk about that. And then there's another one about, what, automated machines and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Proof, thousands of GOP votes likely stolen in Pennsylvania. Details in seconds. Sam and Kurt live on your radio.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th. Features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune into our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, Internet Stream, Roku Channel, or the Unlimited Listen Line. Visit LibertyNewsRadio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam and Kurt, live on your radio. You got vote fraud going on everywhere. Donald Trump told you about it. The mainstream press tried to make fun of him. Now they're going to get snookered and have to admit he's right once again. Oh, man, this is just too common of a theme for these mainstream press thugs. Nevertheless, we're getting it done, ladies and gentlemen, one issue at a time. Proof, thousands of GOP votes likely stolen in Pennsylvania. WorldNetDaily.com, Kurt.
Great point, Sam. Now, here's what happened, Sam. There was a retired Pittsburgh area manufacturer. The guy's name is Bill Ben, B-E-E-N. And they say he stumbled into what may prove to be the most significant presidential vote fraud scandal since late 1960. I guess he didn't buy into the myth of the missing millions of Republican voters for Mitt Romney back in 2012. You know, he was even troubled by the whole Romney shortfall in, well, at least three Pennsylvania counties. So you got Philadelphia, the suburban Philadelphia County of Delaware, and the Pittsburgh area county, Allegheny. In fact, this guy, he said Romney outperformed John McCain's 2008 numbers in virtually every state, including Pennsylvania. But in these three counties, he received 35,000 fewer votes than McCain had in 2008. And this guy was a mathematician, so he's kind of like, this doesn't look right. And so he set out to understand the localized Romney shortfall in Allegheny County. He said there was an obvious binary nature to the problem. Either fewer Republicans voted in 2012 than in 2008, or the official Allegheny County voter history failed to record all the votes of those who did. No, Ben. I mean, to solve this problem, this guy, well, he planned to ask those Republicans who voted in the 2008 presidential election but didn't seem to have voted in 2012 whether they actually voted or not. More than 24,000 people fell into this category. So he wanted to test his thesis. He ran a preliminary phone survey in what's called the Gibsonia area. And he called 21 people there, and he reached who fit this description, you know, that they didn't show up. It showed that they voted in 2008, but not 2012. 18 of them or their spouses claimed the person in question did, in fact, vote for Romney in 2012. His phone survey, although it was unreliable, the author of the World Net Daily piece says,
now let me stop you
in
there.
Itself.
Okay,
yeah.
I agree it's unreliable in itself because it's hard to debate that it's scientific, it's not a large enough sampling, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. However, when you compare a lot of these polls that are done by these so-called professionals that pretend they have scientific polls, they're not scientific if they have a margin of error of like 4 points. That could be massive shift in numbers. Nevertheless, I bring this all up to say you've got, what, in their polls sometimes 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 adults surveyed or whatever, a blend of landlines and cell phones and all that. That's what they claim, right? But when you have DrudgeReport.com polls, Kurt, they're like, you know, 800,000 people and stuff.
That's right.
Of course, that's not scientific. Nobody's polls are scientific except for the people that somehow think they're the gods of polling, so to speak. And I don't mean to mock that. I'm just saying that's what they act like, right, Kurt? No poll's scientific except for theirs.
Well, that's right. This guy, though, he's recognizing that. So he wanted to enhance the reliability of this whole thing. And so he decided he'd need to walk the test door to door and have respondents sign a notarized affidavit swearing their response to be accurate. And so, you know, he wrote it out, you know, and it's all official and stuff. He took the survey to 179 households. 130 of these targeted voters weren't not at home or no longer at that location. Of those remaining, by the way, that's a pretty interesting story in itself, Sam, when you have 179 of these households that already 130 of them were either not at home or moved. They left. Many of them, I believe, moved to places where they're going to be safer, but that's a story behind the story. It says, of those remaining, 38 were willing to answer the question of whether they voted in 2012. Of these, 13 said they had not voted, and 25 said they had voted in the 2012 election. When combined with the phone surveys, 49 voters were identified as having voted, none of whom were listed as having voted in 2012 on the Bureau of Elections CD. Of the 49, 22 were willing to sign an affidavit testifying to the fact that they had voted in 2012. Several expressed disbelief that their votes may not have been counted. Surprise. This guy, you know, this former mathematician, his sample is too small to project with any accuracy, they say. But it's possible that as many as half the 24,000 missing voters actually did vote in 2012. And this author from WorldNet Daily says, is it within reason to question whether election officials simply chose not to record thousands of Republican votes? If the numbers in Philadelphia are any indication, the answer is yes. Now, this was from the Philadelphia Inquirer, where they reported that in a 59 inner city voting divisions, Mitt Romney got no votes, not a single one.
Of course, nobody voted for him, Kurt.
Yeah,
not a single person.
There were 19,605 votes, Sam, but out of those, the number for Mitt Romney was zero.
Yeah. Now, by the way, let's move to this next story before we run out of time, too, Kurt.
All right.
Audit of voting, right?
Well,
Liberty News
right.
Daily.
Yeah, and there's something they call the CBOS. That's the CBOE. That's the Chicago Board of Elections. That is they're talking about here, but they're talking about this. They say they mandate an audit of their computer voting process. And there's something called the Daily Cause, KOS, by the way, reported that when they were watching this whole thing, there were a whole bunch of discrepancies between the computer ballot and the paper receipts. But the Board of Elections guys just kind of tampered with the numbers to make them look good. And the one report says, in one example noted during the video of the audit process, 21 Bernie votes were erased and 49 Hillary votes were added to audit the tally in order to match the machine count. In this one precinct, this change from the actual results accounted for nearly 20% of overall votes. So the way it really was Bernie won 56.7%, but after they manipulated the machine and stuff, he lost. Too bad. But nothing, you know, there's no vote fraud going on, you know.
Kurt, everywhere we look, there's just more and more and more and more evidence of vote fraud. And the mainstream press, when they continue to deny it, literally lose credibility by the second, Kurt. It's not absolutely defensible that there's no vote fraud. When you got audit of voting,
yep.
Computers show significant tampering. Liberty News Daily, you've got literally all over the country people going, hey, man, my ballot's going for Hillary. I don't want it to.
Yep.
To the
yep.
point where, Kurt, I think that with the media manipulation, with all the Republicans, the mamby-pamby Republicans going against Donald Trump, and with vote fraud, I don't know. I don't know that Donald can win with that. I think Donald can win easily if we have the truth, Kurt. But Laura Ingraham basically is saying, hey, man, if Donald loses by just a little bit, I'm going to blame it on wimpy, pathetic, feckless Republicans who backed away from Trump. I have to agree with Laura Ingraham.
Yeah, that's what Hannity's been saying for quite some time, too.
Yeah, Hannity finally caught up to us. We've been saying it for 25 years. Hannity's been saying it for about five. Good for Sean.
Yep.
We appreciate him jumping aboard the Liberty Roundtable train. That's all I can say. All right, we got an incredible guest coming up. Hang tight. Details in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam and Kurt on your favorite News the Network Reviews to Use talk station.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Independent presidential candidate Evan McMullen is leading both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in Utah. Within that region of the country that might be called the Mormon Corridor, McMullen may have an impact. And if the race is closer than mainstream polls suggest, that impact might be felt nationwide. Salt Lake Tribune commentator John Mathias observes that in an election offering two unsatisfactory candidates, many Mormons are seeking shelter in casting their votes for the nationally unknown Mormon candidate, despite a poorly articulated work history, no leadership skills, and no special competencies of any kind. Author and political analyst Justin Raimondo disagrees with that assessment, insisting that enough is known of McMullen's background to demonstrate a dangerous competence in covert operations. McMullen's role at Goldman Sachs was in the investment banking division, where the underwriting of foreign government bonds and some pretty dicey financial shenanigans occur mostly in the dark, Raimondo writes. He is the archetypal neoconservative, a full-bore interventionist who is clearly making foreign policy the centerpiece of his campaign. In a speech, he declared that the U.S. role is to police the world in order to stop genocide. As a key player in the neocon wing of the CIA, which ginned up phony intelligence to drag us into the Iraq war, McMullen wants us to reinvade Iraq, overthrow Bashar al-Assad in Syria, and longs for a U.S. confrontation with Russia in Eastern Europe, continues Raimondo. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we quickly move to our good friend David A. Clark Jr., well-known sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, also a Trump advisor, standing for law and order everywhere he goes. Welcome back, my friend.
Sam, it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
We've been talking a lot about this vote fraud scenario. The mainstream press making fools of themselves, literally trying to pretend there's no vote fraud in America. But everywhere we turn, there's more and more payload evidence. I'm certainly not a law enforcement official, so I don't understand the bar that needs to be reached for this. But all I can tell you is there's claims of it everywhere. People are doing research, and vote fraud is just rampant, it seems to me. Sheriff, what do you say if you weigh in on this?
Well, of course, there's vote fraud in our elections. There's one thing that all Americans, regardless of your political persuasion, the one thing that we should demand are clean elections. One of the reasons why the left, mainly the left, fights against stuff like voter ID is because cheating has become part of their get-out-the-vote mechanism, and they know it. Here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, we've had evidence of it. We've had people charged in vote fraud. We've had large schemes uncovered. John Fun, a writer for the Wall Street Journal, has written extensively on vote fraud across America, and he has case studies in there that reveal it. The left, the Democrat Party, likes to just deny, stick their head in the sand, and say there's no evidence or there's no widespread. You got to listen to the left when they talk. And I listen intently, and I listen to every word. They say there's no widespread. And I say, wait a minute. If you take one drop of rat poison and put it into a gallon of water, would you drink from it? That's not widespread rat poison. That's just one tiny drop. But my premise is 1 ounce of it spoils the entire well. And that's how I look at vote fraud. We should demand clean elections. We should work toward clean elections. We should continue to pound away at voter ID to limit. You're probably never going to get away from every instance of vote fraud, but if we can keep it to the bare minimum, then it won't impact on our election.
Well, let's be very clear, too. This is not a Republican should attack the Democrat problem. This is an American problem, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Look, we all have something at stake when it comes to elections. And all in a democracy such as ours, all we want to know is that the result was lawfully and legally attained. That's all we ask for. We can, you know, I can live with the result if the election is clean and it's on the up and up. I may be disappointed in the result, but I can live with it. But I cannot live with it if I know that somehow fraud infected the election result.
What about the assertion from Hillary Clinton and a lot of the mainstream press folks saying, how dare you, Donald, challenge this? You're not faithful to the American ideal or the republic. We've got to accept the votes no matter what. To me, though, they just show that they're willing to put criminal activity above integrity in the elections. And I think Donald would be dishonest, and I think he'd be participating in literally a crime if he were to say, I'm fine with that, I accept it. How dare they question Donald Trump on this? They need to be as incensed as he is, don't they?
Sure, and that's a typical political tactic. You start to attack the messenger. First, you attack the message. When that doesn't work, you attack the messenger. Donald Trump's shining the light on this potential voter fraud in this election is having an effect. Otherwise, the left wouldn't pay attention to it. You wouldn't spend any time on it. You wouldn't spend any resources. You wouldn't spend any time on a counter-narrative, but they know it's having an effect. So that's why they do that. Look, what Donald Trump is doing, he's willing to fight. He's willing to fight for every American when it comes to this, all right? Because I'll tell you this right now, and this is no surprise. There are people on the left who want clean elections. I'm not painting this broad brush of everyone who votes Democrat or everybody on the left, but your average person on the left, your average voter who doesn't belong to a political party, they're not really a political animal, you know, they're just trying to get through life, but they vote at election time. They want clean elections. So the fact
of course they do, because even if we have different ideologies or beliefs or systems based on the way we were raised or whatever the case is, most people believe in honesty and most people want good justice done, right?
Sure, and the fact that they're attacking Donald Trump on this, to me, is evidence that it's having an effect, and it's waking up Americans, all right? And the fraud, the corruption that has infected the Clinton campaign, to me, is astounding. And, Sam, I find this very troubling, that with all of this revelation, I should say, about the corruption and collusion, the lies, the cheating, being done by the Clinton campaign, that she still maintains anywhere from 45% to 47% of the electorate or people who continue to say they're going to vote for her. I ask myself, how have we fallen this far, this fast in America, where we're willing to look the other way when it comes to lying, cheating, stealing in our political
and discourse? It's primarily, in my mind, because the mainstream press manipulates it. They literally underreport on how bad it is. Most people don't really realize the gravity of the situation. So the mainstream press certainly is culpable in this to a great degree. I also think they use these buzzwords like, you know what, we got to have the first woman president. I mean, even if there's mistakes here, the fact is the first woman president would be such a landmark for people's rights and fair gender equality. They manipulate these buzzwords and buzz issues to such a lofty goal that people almost say the ends justify the means. It's a lie, but that's where they go because they've been manipulated by the press. Their minds have been poisoned, as Donald Trump says it.
Well, first of all, big media, as you know, has abandoned their responsibility under the First Amendment to be a government watchdog. Entities like the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, and others, I call them big media now. You know, you've heard of Big Pharma and things like that. There's now big media that is colluding to have an influence, to try to influence the outcome of an election. That's fine for an editorial board in a newspaper, you know, to take an opinion and say, we endorse X for whatever, governor, mayor, president. That's fine to do. But all of their writers now, and this has been shown in the WikiLeaks, all of their writers, they're passing stuff through the Clinton campaign saying, you know, is this okay to write? Do you want to modify this? Please make changes and send it back. That sort of collusion is an abandonment under their First Amendment responsibility to be a government watchdog. The second part of that, that you talked about, which I think is just as important. We should not be social engineering a president. We did that in 2008, and it ended up being a disaster. All right, we shouldn't use the office of president, the leader of the free world, to conduct social engineering experiments with the first, you know, black president, the first woman president, the first this president, the first. That's not what this is for. That stuff comes out of the halls of academia. All right, any schools of social science and social engineering. That's not what the office of president is for. We may at some point need to cross these thresholds of having the first whatever. But that should not be the goal, because I'll tell you right now, if someone would say, look at Sarah Palin, all right? If she had the potential to become the first female president, the people on the left would not be saying, well, we need the first female president. We need the first woman president. No, and if it would have been a black conservative who would have been up for president of the United States, the left would not be saying, we need the first black president. No, they would not have said that, because what they want is that they're talking about ideology. They don't care really what color, gender, lifestyle a person has. As long as they have this uber lefty ideology, that's good enough for them. And if something comes along with it, like the gender or the race or a lifestyle, they say, hey, that's more of a plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you see why they call David A. Clark Jr. the people's sheriff? It's all about law and order. The sheriff's been about that for a long time. But Donald Trump making that a centerpiece of his campaign. You're an advisor to Donald Trump. Do you think he's genuine about this? Is this really what he's going to do? Law and order? Well,
there's no doubt in my mind. And, you know, the fact that law enforcement fraternities like the Fraternal Order of Police, you look at the Border Patrol agents, you look at ICE agents whose unions have endorsed him, they don't do that on a whim. Okay, they don't do that. They don't hand those things out, those endorsements out like M&Ms or just to be nice. They have to know that the person is going to have the back of law enforcement. And Donald Trump, he does not just talk about it. He has proven it. He has defended unambiguously and unequivocally. He has defended the American police officer all throughout this campaign, including during some tough times. Okay, that means a lot to me. It's part of his... You look at the convention. Part of the convention theme, he had Make America Great Again. He had Make America Work Again. He had Make America Safe Again. The law and order, we're really talking about the rule of law when we talk about law and order. The rule of law and law and order is the hallmark of our American democracy. Sam, a lot of countries have a democracy, but they don't have the rule of law as its foundation.
And that's why we have democratic principles, but we're really a republic, right?
Exactly. A constitutional republic, by the way. But you look at the crime rates that have been affected by this war on police over the last year. You have homicides are up. Violent crime is up in 50 of the largest cities in America, up significantly, by the way. And you know who pays?
You know what? I got a hard break. Do you got a fly or can you stay a little longer?
I got to go. I'm on a tight schedule.
All right. Our prayers are with you, my friend. Come back soon, will you?
I appreciate that.
Law and order, ladies and gentlemen, the People's Sheriff, David A. Clark Jr., on your radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
They call him the people's sheriff for a reason, ladies and gentlemen. David A. Clark, Jr., top Trump advisor. He's a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. He received the Sheriff of the Year award from us back in, I think it was 2014. And he basically was at St. Charles, Missouri with us. We had a tornado almost bust our hotel down. The electricity was off, and what, David jumped up on a chair? Sucker's tall as could be as it is. When he got on that chair, man, that dude's like a giant. Anyway, he got up on that chair, and he said, I got your back, brothers. Thank you for having mine. And he humbly accepted our award. It was incredible. Then I had the wonderful opportunity to introduce David A. Clark, Jr. at the National Press Club. Just an incredible speaker. He absolutely, at the press club, ripped the news media apart then. He does it again now. Vote fraud, certainly a serious issue. David A. Clark Jr. stands with Donald Trump for law and order. Kurt, there's a few contrasting things that I think are important in the Trump versus Clinton reality right now. Look, who's going to be on the Supreme Court's one of the critical issues. Pro-life, Donald Trump. Pro-death, Hillary Clinton. That's another key issue. A third one is this law and order versus flat-out corruption everywhere.
It's a very big, big point. I mean, I don't know how anyone argues that they're against law and order. I mean, that just means the elimination of a civil society and an unsafe place for, I don't care if you're a wealthy person on the left. I mean, you may be the Facebook big money guy or the COO. But you're going to be losing cash big time, and you're going to be losing everything you've got when you don't have law and order, you know?
Amen. So it's about law and order, I'm convinced. Yeah. And David A. Clark Jr., he's a Democrat. So was Donald Trump in the past. But they're seeing the importance of law and order versus flat-out corruption and tyranny. They're realizing that we got to put good, honest people on the Supreme Court. They're realizing we flat-out cannot have voter fraud, folks. And the Democrats have committed voter fraud everywhere. And then they say, how dare you, Donald, for bringing this up? Well, if you care about the honesty and integrity of elections, you're obligated to bring it up. Folks, to not do so is negligent, to say the least. Anyway, it goes on and on and on from our guest, Mr. Sid Miller. And Sid Miller is the Agriculture Commissioner of Texas, to David A. Clark Jr., who happens to be the people's sheriff, well-known Milwaukee, Wisconsin sheriff, both Trump advisors, both on Liberty Roundtable Live today, delivering the clear message. Folks, it could never be more clear. Donald Trump for law and order, Hillary Clinton for corruption. Donald Trump, who wants to say, we got to admit we got a problem before we can fix it, that is voter fraud. Hillary Clinton saying, how dare you, we don't have voter fraud, as long as I win. It's crazy. It's about law and order. Okay, now, it turns out new WikiLeaks, Kurt, leaked Obama email. I guess the Obama team kept a list of Muslims for top jobs and excluded non-Muslims for those same jobs, according to Daily Caller and WikiLeaks. Bottom line, you just got corruption at the top. We're literally going to give Muslim jobs, and if you're not a Muslim, you can't have a job. We're literally going to break people into these food groups and say, hey, if you're a Latino, if you're this or that, you get special treatment. And if you're a white person, Also, WikiLeaks now, Hillary Clinton, supposedly for women, WikiLeaks say, hey, the Clinton Foundation paid women less than men and exposes Hillary's gender gap. Hypocrisy. They say this, pay disparity at family charity.
What?
Wow, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, don't be messing things up with, you know, the facts, Sam. I mean, don't let the facts get in the way of the story. I mean,
and even illegal aliens committing vote fraud, Kurt, they're with her.
Well, that's right. You know, you got, you know, basically we're talking about some reports out of, I think they're California. There's something called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. I don't know if you understand this program. It's another one of your beloved federal programs. The Obama administration granted temporary legal status. It's kind of like what a king does. They grant things and, you know, kind of make stuff up. But anyway, this was to about 750,000 illegal immigrants under this program. And guess what they're doing now, Sam? Yeah, they're out there door-to-door campaigning on behalf of Hillary Clinton.
Illegals?
And the other Democrats. Yeah.
Isn't that vote fraud?
Right, Sam. Well, these are those special kinds of illegals. This is according to the Washington Post. They followed the campaign activities, and this is in Northern Virginia. By the way, they call it a crucial purple region. I guess purple means that it's not really red or blue. It's just kind of mixed. And so they say it could very well determine the outcome there and the possible outcome of the national electoral college results. All the DACA recipients should take this on as an added responsibility to change the power structure. This is what Luis Angel Aguilar, 28, who received his protected status back in 2013, and he's helping to coordinate this effort.
Deported,
he says, our voices need to be heard. Wow.
Wow, I guess it depends on whose R is. Because my voice ain't being heard, I'll tell you that right now. The mainstream press just calls me a racist. Now, by the way, Kurt, the final story we want to get to this hour.
Yeah.
Not to mention the illegal immigrants going door-to-door helping Hillary there with her. This story is fascinating and just came out. So the mainstream press saying, oh, another girl came out against Donald. Donald says it's all bogus. I'll sue you after the election. But now this. His nickname is The Fixer. His real name is Jeff Robin. He's a novelist, Kurt. He provided ledgers and fax documents with timestamps to document many of his claims, okay? Now, he was on Fox News' Sean Hannity last night, and he literally called the Hillary Vince Foster affair pretty much an open secret, that they were literally involved sexually or whatever you want to say. Robin also claims to have arranged sexual trysts for Hillary with both men and women. And he goes on and on and talks about this. The mainstream press not even talking about it, Kurt. They just say Sean Hannity's off the rails. Documenting that Hillary Clinton's bisexual and that this guy set up meetings for sex with Bill and Hillary both. He was kind of the fixer, the guy that not only fixed the opportunity for these sexual trysts to happen, but then paid off the media and did all kind of things to shut it up and hush it up. And now the mainstream press just simply ignoring him. So Barack forges a birth certificate. Joe Arpaio catches him. The mainstream press just ignores it. Now this guy comes out and they're too busy going, Donald smiled at a girl and kissed her. Vote fraud everywhere, Kurt. From the poisoning the people's minds is how Donald Trump puts it. And I would have to agree. Absolutely poisoning the people's minds, Kurt. It's beyond imagination. And you see it literally everywhere. But more and more people are starting to get the truth as the new media takes center stage, Kurt. The mainstream press used to just be able to control all this. Now when you see this guy coming out, okay, this Jeff Robin, this the fixer guy, you know, him coming out through Sean Hannity, information coming out through us.
I think he first reported most of his stuff through the, National Enquirer.
Yes, that's right.
If I remember right, yep. Like a 9-page deal. And, you know, some people poo-poo the National Enquirer, and I look at it and say, well, you know, it's amazing how they've got a lot of stories really good.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they
here's what I do, Kurt. First. If it turns out to be it's factual, then I media. Give credit where factual reality yeah. is. And if it's not truthful, then I reject it. And so when CNN's good right, point. I praise them. When they're wrong, I reject them. When the National Enquirer is right, I praise them. When they're wrong, I reject them. Well, Sean Hannity now has documented information proving a lot of what this guy's saying, Kurt. But the mainstream press doesn't even touch it. Not even, not counting Sean Hannity, not even Fox. Really? It's amazing. I've never had such praise for Sean Hannity, but in this case, I got to give Sean credit. Where's everybody else, Kurt?
Well, that's a great point, Sam.
Where's all the news babes? Where's all the feminist women running around?
Yeah, that's a good question,
Sam. You know, they're nowhere to be seen, which just shows the hypocrisy and the lies. So, you know what? Bill's a rapist and Hillary is bisexual. That's the inference.
Yeah.
You know what? How do we find out the reality and the truth? And how does the Black Lives Matter of Bill Clinton's son? How do we work on all these things? See, the problem is the mainstream press still has incredible control. But they're losing control fast, Kurt, and they're panicking. The fear's in their eyes. When they write about Sam Bushman and say that I'm a racist because they have nothing more to say or do, and then they go, well, he's not really a racist, but he's got ties to racists. Well, he's affiliated with racists in some way. He knows one. No, he didn't see one because he's blind, but he knows one. See, these people have lost so much credibility. David A. Clark Jr. standing out for Donald Trump. Wisely so. It is about these contrasts. Pro-life versus pro-death. Law and order versus corruption everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out the vote for Donald Trump. Like it or not, that's what's got to happen yesterday. Thanks for being alongside for the ride, folks. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. You think we've got knock your socks off Trump guests? Ah, we got more than anybody, don't we? We've got more coming up in the next several days before the election, not to mention our incredible election night, Tuesday night coverage. Stay tuned for that special broadcast. We'll break it all down just for you. Surprise guests coming your way on that broadcast as well. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.